Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty quick. Oh, okay. Here we are once again. It's Friday night. We're here in beautiful Washington, D.C. And it is, wow, it is a beautiful night here. And it's November 12, 2010, 2200, Washington, D.C., United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. Hey, let's kick this off right now. Barack Obama, the headlines read the trip about nothing, talking about his trip to go around the country, go around the world looking for money, hat in hand, begging for some free trade after blasting America's business leaders. Obama comes up short on South Korean trade deal. Oh, man, the headlines. Senate Democrat senators say Obama has no idea what he is doing. What a mess. What a mess. The trip about nothing. Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. It's a big old mess. Not getting any bread, not getting any jack, coming back empty-handed. Oh man, what went wrong? Now Valerie Jarrett said this about our teleprompter in chief. He's an amazing man. He's a man of extraordinary intellect, judgment, and wit. He reads people very well. He's very wise, yet he's very humble, too. This is what was said about Barack Obama by his closest ally, Valerie Jarrett. This guy is very, very smart in more ways than one. Democratic leader Clyburn said, he's smart because he has a high intellect, but he's also smart because he is an astute politician. He understands how to make complex things understandable to ordinary people. Huh. Ordinary people. That is the key to his leadership. No one is suspicious of Barack Obama. Because they understand him. I see. Well, if that is the case, then why does Barack Obama utilize a teleprompter in cabinet meetings for as few as six people? Six people. Are you kidding me? Okay. So, we have our brilliant Commander-in-Chief, utilizing a teleprompter in cabinet-level meetings for as few as six people. He doesn't go to the grocery store without a teleprompter. But he is brilliant. this is also said about our deity in chief. He knows exactly how smart he is. He's been bored to death his whole life. He's just too talented to do what ordinary people do. Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor to the president. Okay, so he's too brilliant to actually read from handwritten notes or deliver a speech from memory. He has to use a teleprompter before he beds his ugly wife, Michelle, at night. When he gets into the sack with Michelle, there are two small screens just above the headboards, teleprompters, that probably tell him exactly what to do. And he reads from those teleprompters, "Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, you're so hot, it's all good." And he moves his head from one side of the headboard to the other, reading the teleprompter while he's in the sack with that ugly troll of a wife, Michelle Obama. Picture it. Get a visual of that really quick. Okay, so now we've got the most brilliant man on the face of the earth, the most brilliant orator, the man who knows exactly how smart he is, or maybe how smart he isn't. He's bored to death his whole life, and he's just too talented to do what ordinary people do. I guess maybe he's so brilliant he's stupid. Could that be it? Because he's gone over to three or four countries, hat in hand, begging for some free trade, and he's been turned away with each plane landing. He's been told no thanks, but no thanks. So he was unable to persuade leaders of foreign governments to enact free trade agreements. In one country, South Korea, that previous president, who did not read the teleprompter, did not have any use for them at all, had already put in place. South Korea had a deal in place with George Bush. Barack Obama said, "Hey, no. That idiot George Bush, well, you know what? We're not going to go with his plan. We're going to just toss that out the window. We're not even going to do that." Because George Bush was a moron, and I think I'm so smart that I can go ahead and do so much better. I can do so much better because I'm Barack Hussein Obama, and my intellect is superior. So to hell with that moron, George Bush. I'm going to go ahead and do my thing. And he did his thing in South Korea, and he was dismissed. Okay? How smart is this guy? He's so smart, he's a complete moron. The most conceited White House in memory thinks it's making history in Asia. Instead, our deity in chief, President Obama, is completing his longest foreign trip with no real accomplishments to show for himself and a reinforced image as a weak leader in over his head. Completely. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. As with so many of their undertakings, President Obama and his team have judged their practice of foreign policy with ample self-appreciation. We have made significant progress here in Asia, and I thank the Asian people. I thank the people around the world for welcoming me here. And the Republicans want to drive the bus, but they can't drive. They got to ride in the back of the bus. They can't ride in the car. They can't ride. They can't have the keys back. Okay, so beginning with his Secretary of State, and echoed widely by other officials, the Obama administration declared repeatedly that the U.S. is back in Asia. The evidence supplied for this claim is the frequency by which officials have been shuttered across the Pacific for meetings that accomplish little, but invariably as touted as unprecedented. How many times have we heard that since Barack Obama has has been in office. The word unprecedented, I'm hearing that in the halls where I work. I'm hearing that from friends. My dog said that the chow that I fed him this morning, that new dog food that I fed him, was unprecedented. I am hearing the word unprecedented so many times that it's unprecedented. That and transparency. How many of you have heard these two words within the last 2 years more than you ever want to hear them again? They rank right up there with "it is what it is" and "it's all good." So we started off this new millennium with "it is what it is." No. With "it's all good." And then slowly we adopted "it is what it is." And now, thanks to Barack Hussein Obama and his crew, we now have unprecedented and transparency. Yeah, we got a lot of unprecedented shit going on here. Excuse my language. We got a lot of that going on, that's for sure. Now, there's been no progress in interactions between Mr. Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao on any key issues. None, mind you. So leave it to the Obama government to believe that holding a meeting is an achievement and a metric for success. Wow. Just because you had a meeting with a foreign dignitary, and thus that translates to success. Wow, we've done something unprecedented. We've had a meeting and come away with absolutely nothing, but we've had a meeting. Now, we've been told that this is not the only time Mr. Obama has sallied forth historically against president across the ocean far regarding one of Asia's regional menaces and the world's biggest proliferator of terrorist and dangerous regimes. The White House press office excitingly announced President Obama's outreach facilitated a united regional and global response to North Korea's missile and nuclear tests, resulting in what? Unprecedented and globally enforced sanctions through UN Security Council Resolution 1874. Unprecedented. Are you kidding me? When this guy goes to take a piss, it's unprecedented. When he fails to wash his hands as he leaves the White House toilet, he has accomplished the unprecedented act of unsanitary behavior. Because it's all unprecedented. So unprecedented or not, and they are not, even the UN's own experts recently reported that North Korea is evading sanctions and exporting banned nuclear and missile technology to Iran, Syria, and Burma. Mr. Obama is weak. He is weak, and he is one of those really smart idiots. Because if he was all of that in a bag of wavy lays, wouldn't he be able to get a little bit more done? Iran is telling him to go screw himself. North Korea, too. China. Russia, everybody's telling him to go take a swim. I'm really trying to be respectful. Can't you tell? But it's not coming across that way, is it? Because I can't fake it. So Mr. Obama has gone out of his way to do absolutely nothing and label nothing as unprecedented. Well, yes. Yes, it is unprecedented that he was able to do nothing. Wow. But there's a lot of self-appreciation going on in the White House these days because Mr. Obama, our genius, our world leader, our genius, the most gifted orator, Mr. Teleprompter-in-Chief, our most gifted politician, the world savior, our deity in waiting, couldn't even manage to persuade our partner, South Korea, to engage in a free trade agreement. He couldn't do it. He didn't have what it took. But he's such a genius, though, isn't he? He's so very brilliant. He's magnificent, isn't he? Our president is magnificent because he's such a gifted man. He's such a genius. He knows exactly how smart he is, says Valerie Jarrett. Well, now we know exactly how smart he is. Not very smart at all. The emperor has no clothes. He's buck naked. Barack Obama is buck naked. And as usual, when he leaves the country to go to some foreign land, he is buck naked and bent over. I'm getting sick and tired of watching photos, of viewing photos and watching video of Barack Obama bent over to some foreign dignitary. He is bowing and scraping and begging and kissing butt all over the world. And he's doing it on taxpayer dime. How many millions was spent on this trip only to come away with absolutely nothing? Probably brought some T-shirts back, maybe a few souvenirs, because I heard that Michelle went shopping and she ran out of bread. She ran out of taxpayer money. You know, when you're working for the government, if you're a GS-15 or above, somewhere around there, you usually get a government credit card, an American Express card. And I wonder how much she charged on that thing before it just, you know, she just went too far. Because I heard that she ran out of bread pretty quick. It was kind of embarrassing. But a whole lot of folks think that Michelle is the shit. I'm sorry, that she's, that she's, you know, she's all of that in a bag of wavy lays. They think that, I mean, this White House has just gone ahead and fooled so many folks into thinking that how brilliant Barack Obama is. And Representative Clyburn, the majority whip for the Democrats, who is in line to become the take over the position that Nancy Pelosi has. Well, he's been sent to the back of the bus because Nancy Pelosi now wants that job now that she'll no longer be Speaker. So I guess a brother can't get a break in Democratic circles. He can't have that job now because Nancy wants to take it, and apparently she has the votes to take the job. So once she's no longer Speaker, she's going to take the job that Rep. Clyburn was slated to take. I wonder if he's just going to go ahead and let that one slide. You know, this guy has been an unmitigating disaster every since he took office. The world's most famous teleprompter reader has lost his audience, Oliver North writes. For 2 years, President Barack Obama had the American electorate and world leaders eating out of the palm of his hand at virtually every U.S. and overseas venue. He was welcomed by huge cheering throngs, the gathering throngs. His oratory was described as magnetic, eloquent, and spellbinding just 9 months into his term. His accomplishments were deemed worthy of a Nobel Prize. Well, not anymore. After being chastened by the voters in one of the greatest electoral reversals in American history, the president flew away on the most expensive foreign junket ever taken by an American head of state. But his appearances this week in India, Indonesia, and South Korea have made it vividly clear to all that Obama is incapable of shaping events. Though he still panders to every audience, his ubiquitous bows to foreign potentates and apologies for America's misdeeds no longer hold the allure and cachet they carried just months ago. In New Delhi, he reiterated his utopian plea for a world without nuclear weapons and spoke of supporting India's bid for a permanent seat on the U.S. Security Council, without mentioning that both India and Pakistan hid their atomic arsenals from U.N. arms inspectors. Well, I guess that's just a little detail that our genius-in-chief failed to grasp because he's so smart. He's a genius. Barack Obama knows exactly how smart he is. He's a super genius. Teleprompter-in-chief. Can't string five words together without putting his foot in his mouth, which is probably why he uses the teleprompter in the first place, because without the teleprompter, he has made some really bizarre gaffes, which is probably why, you know, folks are saying, you know, you really need to use that teleprompter because, you know, without it, you're just going to say something really stupid and everybody's going to, you know, figure you out for what you are, Mr. Obama, which is not very smart at all. So, during this trip, he paid homage to Gandhi, danced with school children in Indonesia, looking really weird and awkward. Your brother don't have any rhythm at all. Went to the G20 summit in Seoul, where he continued to whine about trade imbalances and currency manipulation while defending the devaluation of the American dollar here at home. Along the way, he missed yet another opportunity to define our enemies as radical Islamic and ignored American troops in harm's way by treating Iraq and Afghanistan like flyover country. Didn't stop over, didn't visit with the troops, didn't do the whole Veterans Day thing. I guess, you know, for some reason, for the last 2 years, he's been able to avoid honoring our troops in any significant way. The president's rhetorical flourishes and quest for applause lines on this trip provided striking examples of his chaotic, uncertain leadership at home and abroad. You know, while he was reiterating his campaign pledge to bring all American troops home from Iraq, his defense secretary, Robert Gates, was suggesting the newly formed Iraqi government may want U.S. troops to stay beyond the 2011 deadline for withdrawal. What's that going to do to the radical left? Boy, the backlash is going to hit the fan, for lack of more appropriate and descriptive words. Mr. Obama is going to catch hell from the radical left. You know, he hasn't seen anything yet. I mean, if you think that the right, the center, and the Tea Party is giving him trouble, wait until the left gets a hold of him when he gets back here. The socialist and the Marxist and the radical Democrat left. Because he's going to have to cave on this whole tax issue, the tax break issue, which really isn't a tax break. It's a continuation of a tax policy. So it really isn't a break. It's just a continuation of what's been going on the last during the first tenure of the Bush administration. But that be it as it is, Barack Obama has said he's made it clear, but he hasn't. Ever since he announced the surge in Afghanistan a year ago, he has been talking about commencing the withdrawal of U.S. troops next July. Now he says, we will begin the transition to Afghanistan responsibly next year. Does that mean we're going to stay long enough to finish the job, to actually win in Afghanistan? No one seems to know. While Obama was enjoying state dinners across Asia, Senators John McCain, Joe Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, and Christian Gilbride were in Afghanistan for a firsthand look at what's happening on the ground. I guess they're doing the commander-in-chief's job for him because he's so brilliant that he doesn't really have time for all that because he knows exactly how smart he is. He's so brilliant. You know, he's just too busy kissing butt, glad-handing, bowing, scraping, and apologizing to visit Afghanistan and visit the troops there. Well, be that as it may. After meeting in Kabul with General David Petraeus and Afghan President Hamid Karzai, McCain told reporters, "It was wrong to set the date of July for withdrawing U.S. troops. It sent out the wrong message, and it created a problem." Yeah, because by setting a date for withdrawal, all the Taliban have to do is just chill and wait it out and wait for America to leave. Then, once we leave, because Barack Obama is inept and a complete moron, although he's so brilliant and he knows exactly how smart he is, and he doesn't really need the teleprompter, he just kind of carries it around just because. But he's so brilliant. Now, he hasn't quite figured out that the strategy, the simple strategy, the common sense strategy, well, if you set a deadline for withdrawing troops, all the opposition has to do is just chill and wait for you to leave. And then go and enslave women, beheadings, beatings, stonings, general warlord stuff, you know, pillaging, burning, raping, you know. Oh, and the whole opium trade thing, that'll kick up again. But, you know, Obama doesn't really care about all that. All he cares about, really, is about how he's going to be perceived by his base, the radical left in this country. Because that's really who he is setting this withdrawal for. He couldn't care less about the troops. He couldn't care less about America. He just cares about how bad it might make him look to have troops in harm's way after he received the Nobel Peace Prize for doing absolutely nothing, nothing at all. Now, John McCain, the former prisoner of war, was right. But he understates the case. The original Obama promise to start bringing American troops home from the shadows of the Hindu Kush, a pledge made to placate the anti-military base of his party, which I just indicated, created a whole host of new problems. It told the Taliban that they can wait us out, like I just said. It told the Iranians and elements of Pakistan to increase efforts to control the outcome. It told our allies to start packing their bags for home. And it told Karzai and every corrupt government official in Afghanistan to steal as much as they can while the gringos are still writing checks. Now, this guy is supposed to be brilliant. This is the most brilliant man on the face of the earth. Our genius commander-in-chief, our deity in waiting, our Lord, Barack Hussein Obama. But he couldn't figure this one out? Or does he just not care? Which one is it, folks? I mean, for those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, what is it? What the hell is going on here? Is the guy brilliant, or is he just stupid, or does he just not care? Perhaps worst of all, Obama's withdrawal promise told the American people, "We aren't there to win," because he doesn't really use the word win or lose or anything like that. He just, you know, kind of skirts over that whole thing. That the sacrifice of their sons and daughters was futile. That's now how Christine and Terry, the parents of Marine Lance Corporal Terry E. Honeycutt Jr. of Wardolph, Maryland, feel. Nor should they. Their son died October 22nd after being wounded by an improv explosive device. Anti-military protesters intended to disrupt their son's funeral until the Patriot Guard riders were alerted to the protesters' plan. Instead of having to endure a disgusting graveside demonstration, scores of God-fearing veterans will honor a fallen Marine for his grieving family. And you know what? This is proper. This is right. I am happy that Americans are standing up to Obama and his terror team, his team of morons and idiots and socialists and Marxists. I truly believe that Barack Obama is hell-bent on destroying the country, destroying our infrastructure and rebuilding it. I believe that President Obama has a plan. He is not the complete moron that he is putting on display for all to see. I believe that he has a plan. Why else would he meet four times with billionaire George Soros, who has openly abdicated the destruction of the United States political system and our monetary infrastructure, and who has said as much on numerous occasions and has left four major countries in destruction in his wake? Obama owes all who are fighting this war, especially Gold Star families like the Honeycutts, a clear and unambiguous declaration that we are in Afghanistan to win. The time for equivocation has long since passed. In the case of his withdrawal date, he must do some serious backtracking, but I don't think he will. I think President Obama believes that he is doing the right thing. I think that President Obama's, well, he's not as dumb as everybody's making him out to be, as he appears to be, because he really does seem like he's really not all that bright. I mean, because if he was so damn smart, why is he doing so many stupid things? If he's such a genius, why is he doing so? Why? I mean, do any of you think that Barack Obama really, really cares about this country? Has he stated that he has? And why is the president meeting four times with billionaire George Soros over the course of the last 2 years of his administration? George Soros is betting on the collapse of the United States financial system, just like he did with the Bank of England, where he broke the Bank of England, just like he did with three other countries, where he destroyed their economies and simply destroyed their financial infrastructure just because he didn't like it. So when George Soros says that he wants to destroy America's infrastructure, America's political system, and basically see to it that America becomes part of his open society, does that scare anybody? Does anybody care about that? Or is that what you want? Just an open society where everybody, there's a big free-for-all? The collapse of capitalism will be a big payday for George Soros and members of the Managed Funds Association. They're betting against the dollar and moving assets to gold, to the emerging economies. They're betting against U.S. survival as a capitalist nation. This is a man who meets regularly with the President of the United States. Does that bother anybody? I'm asking one more time. Does that bother anybody? Is anybody concerned about that? I'm concerned about it. I lose sleep over it. The Obama administration's war on capitalism has become a war on wealth. Under the Fed chairman's direction, Ben Bernanke. This is why Bernanke and the Fed have pumped $600 billion into the economy. They just printed the money. They just printed $600 billion and is going to pump it into the economy, which will cause the dollar to lose its value. Hyperinflation will ensue. We'll be paying $15 for a gallon of gas. President Barack Obama is doing everything he is not supposed to do and is failing to do things he's supposed to do to fix this economic crisis. That's his job. Consider the matter of stimulus spending. For example, Obama got $700 billion in stimulus money, supposedly for shovel-ready jobs, but he later admitted that there's no shovel-ready jobs. So it's just more money down the drain, more debt and deficit, digging us deeper into a hole. Does that bother anybody? Is anybody concerned about it, or do you think that, hey, it's all cool, we can just print more money? This is a person the pundits and talking heads on TV insist is smart and intelligent. Now, let me just say this one more time. Obama got $700 billion in stimulus money, supposedly for shovel-ready jobs. He went on talk show after talk show after talk show, political event after political event, rally after rally after rally after rally after rally, and stated that this money would go for shovel-ready jobs. And then just last month, he was forced to admit that there were no such thing as shovel-ready jobs, and he didn't know that. He thought that when he came into office, we can do shovel-ready jobs. All we got to do is put the money out there, and then no,
I got to say it in his voice. All we got to do is put the money out there, and there'll be shovel-ready jobs. And I'm the president of the United States. And Republicans can't have the keys to the car. They can ride along, but they got to sit in back.
This guy is a moron. Or is he a genius? Is he spending money we don't have in an effort to assist George Soros in his diabolical plan to bring down the United States of America? Is this what dude's all about? Think about it. Barack Obama wants to pump money into an economy, money we don't have. He knows we don't have it, so you just print more of it. You just keep printing money, and soon a dollar will be worth 50 cents. And then you pump another, say, $600 billion into the economy, and then the dollar's worth 25 cents. And next thing you know, you're shoveling wheel, or you're walking down the road with a trunk full of money so that you can get a bag of groceries, or a trunk full of money so you can get a couple of gallons of gas, because money won't mean anything anymore. This is what happened in Germany just before World War II, and I can cite many other examples. This is a mess, folks. Don't sit on the sidelines. Do your homework. Read. Google this stuff. Look it up. This guy is bad news. Both Barack Obama and George Soros are bad, bad, bad news. America's love affair with Barack Obama is over. This administration is running out of time. It's running out of time. Folks are getting wise. The emperor is buck naked walking down the street, and folks are beginning to say, hey, you buck naked, Obama. You're not the genius we thought you were. You're not the savior we thought you were. I mean, whatever happened to hope and change? It's turning into despair and disaster. It's the worst of times for the Democrats and the best of times for Republicans, but it's still the worst of times for the United States of America as a whole. Thank God for the Tea Party. They have come to America's rescue. I number myself proud as a member of the Tea Party. I'm a black man. Oh yeah, an African American. Well, I don't use that title, but yeah, I'm all of that, and I'm a member of the Tea Party. So there, and then quite frankly, there are a whole bunch of us out there, and I say thank God for the Tea Party, because without the Tea Party, we would never have been able to succeed in taking back the House, and at the very least. Slowing down Obama's subversive plan to bring down the United States of America. Because remember this, folks, Barack Obama is not truly an American. He is a citizen of other countries. He doesn't see himself as an American. He sees himself as a citizen of the world. So there's no great love for this country for Barack Obama. You know, I dismissed the complaints that Barack Obama refused to wear an American flag lapel pin. I dismissed that as trivia. But now it's kind of starting to make sense when you put all the pieces together. This guy is bad news. Now this president will have to respond to public anger, not with anger management, not please God, with still more rhetoric. No, he's going to have to deliver, and if he doesn't, it's game over. 2012 comes around, dude's going to be unemployed, and then he can go on and become citizen of the world. And I hope that he doesn't do too much damage before 2012 gets here. Now, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for being here. And God bless you. Let's talk a little bit more on Monday. Let's talk a little bit more about this. Call in. Call in and give your opinions. The number is 347-884-8500. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I hope you think about some of the things I've said here tonight, because I think it's really important that we get this ship righted, because Barack Obama is just simply not doing the job. He is not taking care of our business. Not at all. God bless you. Good night. Have a safe weekend.